I'm not blind, so you just gotta let me die.
Trying to get thrown out of your first meeting back in the year?
I'm ready.
I can oblige. All right, good evening, everybody. I'm gonna call this meeting to order at 6:43. Will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
She got flags, too.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Except for white. All right, I'm gonna declare a quorum with all three board members present. We'll go to the minutes from last month's meeting. Do you guys have any edits on what we've talked about here?
I'll move to accept the written.
All right, seconded. Motion made and seconded to accept these minutes from last month. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I'll just, because periodically I remind everybody, just to put it out there again, usually on the Monday before the township meeting, we have an agenda meeting with the three of us where we're setting the agenda for this meeting. We're going through the minutes. You guys are welcome to attend that. Just contact us. You can join us if you like. And that's where we just hammer through a lot of these details. So just to make sure that's out there, it's open, and we're telling you guys about it. All right. Do we have any groups that wanted to speak? Nope. All right. Katie, treasure report, please.
Okay, so just a few things I'll hit before we go into my report. I have everything pretty much done. I'm ready for the auditor. I think I've gotten everything transferred over to electronic copies and packaged up. I need to go through and just double check to make sure it looks like everything's there. Just by visual checking. I'm also getting our copy of our payroll, our electronic copy of our payroll from Adams, who does our payroll. That way I can give that copy to an auditor as well as my electronic QuickBooks. So that's pretty much all I've got left. It's essentially done at this point. We are going to be sending out some RFPs for audits because we got a quote of about $50,000 for audits to be done. So. Let's see. So moving on to the reports.
Sorry, do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. How many years is that?
The audit firm that we just had, Lloyd and Scott Lloyd, they did our 2015 audit in order to do 2016 and then go backwards 14, 13, and 12. So four audits. They quoted us a price of $50,000 plus any expenses that came up from possibly having to put together reports or anything for reporting to the state if they found information in there. Or found, I should say, the hell's word?
Fraud?
That's too strong a word.
Discrepancies.
Thank you. Something like that, yes. So there are situations where they are required to report to the state, then they have work to do, they have attorneys to pull. From taking a cursory look at the budget that was turned into the county for 2013, they found three or four things that they were very leery of that they thought could be potential issues, so they made that a very large number. I think they tended to charge a little high to begin with, but I think they inflated that one even a little more. So we are checking quotes for other audit firms. Because that one, that could be 70,000, 80,000 in a hurry.
I think there was one annual report that they looked at that they were particularly concerned about. The one that is turned into the county every year.
That's what they said.
What year did you say that was?
I want to say it was 13. In particular, just one of the things he pulled up real quick was $51,000 worth of mileage was reported on the annual report. And so he just said that's a glaring question mark. He didn't say, you know, it could have been misreported, it could have been miscategorized. He just said that really jumped out at him. And there were a couple other things that were just, they were very leery about. So I think they inflated their number because they were anticipating a lot of extra work. So we're looking at other audit firms to see what, if we can get that number down quite a bit.
So are we, are they wanting you to do this, or are we just needing this information up to that point, or?
Good question. We have conflicting information on that. Julie talked to, what is Rogers' last name?
Braswell.
Sorry?
Braswell, isn't it? Braswell, Brazier.
Braswell or Braswell?
Sorry, Brazier.
The county municipal, not auditor, he's the...
State.
He's the state.
That's right.
Guy.
So, sorry. So Julie talked to him a couple of years ago, has an email from him that we just need to go back to 2012. He was presenting at the engineers meeting that we just attended up in El Dorado, and Katie talked to him, and she's told him that we got our 2015 done, and he said, fine, go forward from there. But we don't have that in writing, and it was a quick conversation in passing, and now we have conflicting information, so that's another thing.
So that's what I was wondering, because last time I talked or whatever, you're going to go from there on and just...
Right. Audits have been required since 2008.
Background, you know, and stuff like that. As long as you didn't get, you know, summons to do it.
Right.
And I didn't know if you guys got summons. That's why you're talking about this.
No, like I said, we've heard two different dates now, so you're right. We do need to get a clear.
And audits have been required since 2008.
I know that.
So unfortunately,
but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All this stuff that's gone on, I just thought it was.
Well, and we're taking a hard look at, is it beneficial to the township to spend $80,000 on four audits?
Yeah.
To, you
that's
know,
a huge, huge chunk of
money. To go back that far.
Well, yeah,
that's a lot of money. It's a lot of road.
I mean, let's just say it costs 50.
Back up again.
Right. We even talked about, all right, so we're in 17. Do we do 16 and 12? And then next year we do 17 and 13. And the year after we do 18 and 14. But then you're kind of getting to the point where the stuff you're doing is 4 years past. Wow. And it's like, okay, so what's the point? And that was just a method to try and spread the costs out.
Okay, wait a minute. So I'm trying to understand. So
sure.
If I'm understanding this correctly, depending on how this ever, whatever email comes up, you weren't required to do the audit on past years unless you... are getting asked for the audit?
Technically, we were required, we were getting a pass on some of those years is how I understood it. So on four of those years, the state guy said, we'll just not worry about those, try to get these done. That was the email. So the question is just clarifying, are they going to go ahead and give us a pass on that and not require it, even though legally, technically, it should have been done?
The state passed the statute in 2008 that said we need to have an audit. And so when we talked to the head of the guy at the state that runs this Roger Bart, Roger B. he said, no, just go back to 12 and go from there. You don't have to go all the way back. And this was just 2 years ago that we got that email from him.
Right. And at that time...
2 years ago, it was only 3 years back.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
we're 5 years back.
Yeah.
For 12.
Well,
agreed.
No, you guys have been 12. Doing yours. You've been doing your audits, right?
But we did.
We just did our
one
first,
year.
We just did 2015.
And you're doing 2016.
We're about to do
now.
We're about to do
yeah,
16.
So you're correct. Doing yours. It's the back ones that we're talking about.
Right.
Really.
Yeah. And the question is, do we go back to 12, or do we go back, or do we start from 15 where we have and go forward from there? That's the clarification that we need
so
to get.
So I have a question. So
sure.
if you guys, I mean, I would think from a legal standpoint that you three are just should be worried about your legality of having audits while you're in office. Is that correct? I mean, I understand that you want to be compliant and things, but wouldn't
the other responsible
parties be responsible for that if ultimately somebody wanted to push it?
But I guess the way I would look at it is if there's a mess, when you take office, you're responsible for cleaning up that mess.
Who's going to have to pay for it?
Yeah, we are.
No, no.
So the taxpayers will have to.
No, we would have to do the audits, but we do not have to prosecute, pay for an attorney, anything like that, if there's anything.
The taxpayers pay for these audits.
For the audits, yeah.
Nothing's going to come out of the audit. Nobody's going to get prosecuted, even if there is a glaring problem, is what I'm trying to say.
There's no way.
Well, actually.
We're not going to do anything, so we know.
Right, which is why we're.
So I'm wondering.
Which is why we're trying to not spend so much money.
Yeah. I'm just talking about if this was my.
I'd say as a taxpayer, just go from where you.
Yeah, go from where you guys took office and move on.
If they force it, then that's yourself.
Right, well, and to your point, so where does, when does our fiduciary duty start?
That's exactly what I was asking.
Exactly.
When you took office.
Right, and so, well, it starts for what we are responsible for when we took office, but do we have, to Katie's point, do we have a fiduciary responsibility to explore, God, I don't want to use fraud. It's too strong a word.
Just discrepancies. Explore the.
To explore whether funds were misused and need to be, because that's taxpayer money
I believe that
potentially
we
should come back to the taxpayers.
I agree.
Within reason.
Right, but
you're right. You balance it.
Taxpayer money to get that money.
Right, we have to weigh those.
That is right.
On the potential, what could we gain versus?
We're not going to gain anything from it.
Yeah.
Well.
So the dollar amount starts on an audit at $500,000.
It does now. It did start at $260,000 or $275,000.
So what year did the $500,000 begin?
This year.
Well, it was $275,000 until this year.
Yeah. The statute up until last year,
2016,
was 275. It's supposed to be audited.
Right.
It's supposed to be audited.
Been that for several years.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just changed to 500 last fall.
So how much is 500 for this year?
Sorry.
Okay. So just drop our taxes, get us under 500,000, we're good to go.
That's what he keeps doing.
Sorry. No. We're going to raise taxes to get us up to a million.
Because he wants a gold-plated skid steer.
And I'll pay a euro.
And I'll pay a euro.
Okay, I'm with you.
All right. So anyway, so we're about to get neck deep in audit stuff again. All right. Continuing on with the treasurer's report.
Now we're going on to the packet of paperwork. So you will notice we have reconciliation paperwork for two different bank accounts. We got our new account that we approved back in December. We got that up and going and don't really have much activity on that one. So the first report I put was the one that we've had through Emprise. So through Emprise, we had for the month of February a beginning balance of $269,680.02. We had cleared and uncleared transactions, leaving us with a balance of $252,275.74. The details for all of that are on the following page. And then the page after that is for the Rose Hill Bank account that we opened up. We had a beginning balance of nothing. And we had our deposit was our remittance check that we get from the county every year. That was the deposit that opened our account. And then we needed checks for the account, so that is the item that is showing that's on there, giving us an ending balance for the month of February of $258,746.71. And then everything is broken down in more detail on pages. Any questions on that? If there are no questions, the voucher detail.
Yep. All right, one of the things that came out of our audit was one of the a change in procedures. Where Katie's doing the voucher details, she's been supplying the photocopies of the receipts and statements to go with these checks, and that one of us, somebody besides Katie, needs to sign off on it. So I've been going through the, like I said, statements and invoices for this list of voucher details, and so I'm signing off that these are correct and verified by receipt. So.
So I move that we accept them.
Okay, seconded.
You got a question here.
Sorry.
Where'd the $10,000 come from?
What?
Last month you had an ending balance of $259. This month you got a beginning balance of $269.
Which page are you looking at? The.
I'm looking at the treasury report.
Okay, what page?
You reported $259 ending balance. Now you got $269 beginning balance.
My minutes.
Oh, your minutes?
Yep.
What?
Maybe we misstated it.
I'll have to double check my report that I've got for last month.
Do you have last month's with you?
I didn't bring it with me.
Do you have your laptop?
No.
After you just berated me last month that I always bring my laptop.
No, I don't always bring my laptop. I always bring checks, not the laptop. I told you I don't like bringing the laptop.
What page are you on? Are you on page one?
So
yeah, but he's looking at last
the minutes.
Minutes.
Oh, okay.
It shows 259 on there, or hang on.
I think I might
know. Oh, right.
I'm going to vote for 259.
All right. What it is, okay.
What,
I know it looks confusing. Here's what it is. The ending balance on the minutes of 259-234 is the Rose Hill bank account. So this treasurer's, the minutes should probably have a second ending balance of what the Emprise bank account is as well. I agree. You're right. That is confusing. If you take, if you go to this reconciliation for Rose Hill.
So you're saying if you change accounts and now you gain $10,000?
No.
They paid us.
You already have the money.
No, I'd say you're comparing an apple to an orange.
You've got to take both into account.
If you take this Rose Hill reconciliation.
I'm sure this came from the meeting last month, not from all this stuff.
I know. This. What I'm saying is the number on here is for Rose Hill. The number that you were looking at in here, the 269, is Emprise Bank.
Oh.
So, but you're correct that this is the minutes are confusing because it should have, it should say which ending balance is which, and there should be another number here.
I hate to burst your explanation, Jeff, but I think he's right because I didn't do a report for
Rose Hill Bank
because we didn't have any money in the bank in January.
Right.
I'm going to have to go, and I'm going to have to pull the report that I filed away for last month and double-check and see what it says.
Just get on the website.
Maybe you entered the wrong number there.
So the February.
Remember, this is a
official record.
Yeah.
I agree.
Report, it may not be accurate.
I agree.
We're
going
to have to double-check that.
There's several possibilities.
I'll check what was said in on the recording.
Well, look at the report for that, but see what it said.
Well, I take the minutes based on the meeting, and if they said 258, that's what I wrote down, but I could have written it down wrong, so I will check the recording to verify.
This could have been a wrong number.
To verify my number
as
well.
I was wondering if those minutes were incorrect.
Well, and that
all
way.
I just missed something.
Yeah.
You know, Katie checks hers. We'll figure it out which one it is.
Yeah. Because I've already.
Because it is all Emprise Bank at this point.
At least it's
but that's
more,
a good
not
check
less.
And balance.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's more, not less. That's all you need to worry about. We got more money than what we thought we had. So,
like you said, you could change the bank there.
Or do.
Yeah, I want to change
that. That's $10,000. That's actually a bonus.
Yeah, that's all I thought.
check fact, can I have a month?
See, that's another thing between 2013 and 2014.
Okay, can I suggest something at the moment?
Sure.
We were on the vouchers, can we finish that? It was motioned and seconded, that's the report and the minutes.
Discuss.
Can we finish the vouchers part and then discuss this part a little more? Before
sure.
we forget to approve the vouchers.
We won't forget. All right, motion's been made and seconded to...
Discuss.
The vouchers?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I just want to know, you guys said you talked about that a while ago. Can we?
We talked about it last month.
You want this to continue saying February and then the voucher detail to continue saying March? Because it's very confusing when you're looking through my records. We might be able to add check or invoice dates on here somehow or something. Or maybe just label this title February. Because it is all February business, even if we are paying it in March. We did agree that it would be a calendar month.
Right, I understand. And all these bills were incurred in February.
And they're invoiced.
So we agreed that the date on here is check date, that they're paid.
Right.
Right?
So well, I guess that's what we have to do, is put the check date on there.
If you want me to, what I could do is instead of just naming it voucher detail, I could rename that part.
Does this automatically print the date?
Yeah.
If you choose to.
I could rename it to vouchers incurred in
February.
Anything to tie it together. Yeah, anything to tie it together.
February
2. I guess that would be, to me, the best option.
How about February 2017 vouchers?
Yeah.
Would that work?
Yeah.
Okay. That sound all right?
I'm thinking of how I process, and it doesn't sound right. Because to me, I'm seeing it as, well, but this is March. This is when we're paying them. So that's why I'm saying in maybe adding wording in here.
Incurred in?
Yes.
Okay, whatever.
Just vouchers incurred in February or something like that.
On the other hand, you can't have 252 to have it in one bank.
Hang on. We're coming back to that. One second. We're doing something else at the moment.
And I'll explain. Once I explain that, it will make perfect sense. Okay. So are we done with the vouchers?
Yeah. If you want to, whatever you want to call it to make it more descriptive, so Julie's
well, for moving forward, we can change the name, but for today, can we just leave it voucher details?
Let's agree what we're going to call it. What do you want to call it?
I guess I can handwrite it on my official copies, but what about what goes to the auditor?
Okay. How does that work? Vouchers incurred in February.
2017. You're going to put a date on.
Oh, you want the 2017?
Yeah.
Take out the end.
Shut your head. Okay. Any more discussion on the vouchers? Is that all right with you? Vouchers incurred in February of 2017?
Yeah, I would move that we alter the motion for that, that we're going to do that here on forward. Yes.
Okay,
no?
The motion is to...
Approve these, but they're not
correct.
as is, I guess. I guess I'll change it then.
They are. That's just a descriptive...
Okay.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Okay, cut the checks. All right.
All right.
Back then, to these minutes and description.
Okay. In response to the two bank accounts, why the one doesn't have a zero balance is because it's still open. That's money that we still have in it. We haven't closed that one yet because we're trying to make sure that we had the new one up and running fully and make sure we didn't have any bugs to work out before we closed the old one. That way we wouldn't get stuck not being able to pay stuff.
It's a coincidence that these amounts are so close to each other, but yes, there is $500,000 in cash in our two bank accounts because we just got our first big check for 2017.
Right. And we had some left over. Imagine that.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions that we can not clarify anymore? All right, so I don't know how to officially do this, so I will make a motion to disapprove these minutes from a February meeting, and that we will go back in and double check these numbers on the treasurer's report and make sure these are right, or at least make note that I think one thing that's confusing here too, with when that ending balance was there, that was the ending balance in the bank account, but we had a physical check for this amount that was deposited in the Rose Hill account.
But that was in February.
Yes, and this
hang on.
January.
I know, that's what I'm saying. We had a physical check at the end of January that's not reflected in this balance, but we had, it wasn't in a bank yet. It wasn't in the bank until February 1st. So that's why those didn't match up.
Right, and this is January business.
Agreed. Okay. So I'm going to motion to unapprove these minutes, and we will fix these for the next meeting. So moved.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Disapproved. 3-0. Sorry about that.
I didn't even have to talk.
Huh?
I just don't understand why this can't get changed, but yeah, you cannot approve my minutes with the change. It's okay. I mean, you know.
Well,
I just,
are you going to write in the whole sentence?
This can't.
Are you going to write in the three sentences that we had?
I will clarify that it is Emprise Bank.
That we had a physical check in our possession, because that probably should be in there.
I can add that. Did we have that at the end of January? No.
Yeah.
We had the check, but it wasn't physical... in any bank account.
We had it at the end of January, because I didn't think the first disbursement was to the first week in February.
We had the physical check.
The check came
It came
in
like
January.
The 27th or 8th.
Okay.
And we tried to deposit it in January, but they couldn't have the bank account ready for us until February 1st to make a deposit.
At Rose Hill.
Well, that's okay. I'll just fix them however. We'll make sure the balances are right, and we'll just do it next month.
Okay. Clerk's report.
We are working on policies, and we are going to get those done, and we've got them assigned. Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one.
Well, I don't do all of Katie's stuff, so she'll have to write hers, and then I'll have to write mine, and then Jeff has some to write. So they're split up to where we each write our own policies and procedures.
She meant we're all contributing to them, not just her writing all of them.
Yes. I like that better.
Or you're covering that. It's not only up to you, it's that we're late also, and that's why they haven't come out yet. Which is fine. It's true. Anything else?
No.
Did you want to tell them about the RFP for insurance companies?
I can. Thought that was going to be you, but I will. We're just going to do a real short RFP for insurance to make sure that we're getting the best deal.
What's an RFP?
Request for a proposal for the insurance bid to come back.
Our township insurance renews May 1st. And so we're going to send out for a couple of bids to just check rates.
And we're hoping...
Before we renew on May 1st.
We get them out this weekend. We're hoping we'll get them back by the next meeting so that we'll be able to make a decision by the third week in April as far as who we'll choose. There are three companies... But it's mostly the same underwriters, unfortunately.
Mostly.
What?
ICI.
ICI is the agency out of El Dorado. EMC is the underwriter. And EMC underwrites, what did we find out? 88% of the municipal insurance in the state of Kansas. So even if we go to a different agency or a different office, they might still be the same rate under EMC. So
we're thinking maybe we're Travelers.
Trying to see what we can find.
The county has Travelers. They used to have ICI. Maybe right. It's cheaper, I don't know.
Mr. Phillip.
Okay, I don't want to keep everybody here any longer.
21 minutes.
Yep. We did some more culvert replacements. There will be some policies and procedures that are going to come out in their stuff for culverts and how we do things and who's responsible for what, repairs, stuff like that, if they've been damaged, if someone runs into your culvert. Trying to get all that put into place so we can have some policies and procedures to be able to tell people when they call and ask some questions. We had that asphalt class in Lindsberg I told you guys about last month. We had the Butler County meeting this month. It was a short month. Still, Greenway site was closed for quite a while. A lot of brush. There's still a lot of brush out there on the side of the road that I'm, getting calls and text messages and emails about. So we're still out picking up stuff. The Greenway site is back open. It is back to its original hours. As far as what they set at the end of the season last year, which is Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. Saturdays it's open from 8 to 4. Again, it is still as it was before, which was its city residence. So anybody that's annexed into the city of Rose Hill can dump at the Greenway site. And
well, if we can't dump there, why are we wasting our time over there babysitting them?
Exactly, and that is. There's more to come with that, and I have another meeting which I haven't even got to tell you about. They requested a meeting at 8:30 a.m. on Monday.
They who?
Dylan and Rick. I don't know if Austin's going to be there or not. Dylan requested the meeting, and it's going to be.
Can't shut them off there. I just. Yeah, nothing to do with the city, period.
And honestly...
I'm gonna touch on that in my
opinion. Jeff's going to touch on that because I'm not going to get into all the logistics, but that's what it's going to come down to.
We're close to that.
Yeah. So, Greenway site, we're still dumping our trees in there. So it's helpful for the township, and they're still allowing that. And that's kind of why the township's been.
If that's the case, I'll dump my trees along the road, and then you guys.
That's exactly what's been happening.
That's what's happening?
So that's exactly, and that's what I've tried to explain to them.
Just watch out for the cameras.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Just call me first.
It's not real.
Yeah, then.
That camera's not, but the other ones are.
How many loads did you guys haul this month? Trees.
I've hauled 29 loads of trees this month into that Greenway site already.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
Phillip's been on a tear.
And since the dump, it isn't open to most people, they dump it in the ditches, and then we have to pick it up out of the ditches.
Well, not just that, out of the ditches, and we've ripped out a lot.
And the work that you guys have been doing.
Yeah.
You hung that to green down?
Yep. So. And I'm ripping out trees, just so everybody knows, I rip it out and I normally leave it in the ditch for a couple days to get the landowner's time. If they want the trees, they've got first option at it. I did see other people cutting on trees over this last weekend, it's a fast process. I can't leave that stuff in the ditch. I've got to get it out of there. So we're coming right in behind them. We're ripping those trees back out of the ditch and we're hauling them off. If I cut on somebody's land that wants the trees and you would like it dumped, not in the ditch, but actually on your property so you can sort through it when you have time, I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. I will do that. I just got to know ahead of time. So with that being said, trees, ditches, rainy season's coming up. I know we're trying to focus a lot on chip seal roads. We're trying to pull ourselves off of some of that and prep some of the roads for rainy season. to make sure, you know, water can get to the ditches, because we had some, you know, windrows and stuff that got placed on roads and stuff like that, that we're going back trying to get that material out of there and back into the road and clear it up. So it's kind of a lot of bouncing around right now, unfortunately, to prep. We might not have any rain. I don't know, but I mean,
we're trying to get ready for it so we don't have the damage like we did last year.
So, equipment's up and running. Everything seems to be going pretty good. Material still same. It's still the green crappy rock from the quarry. I did get a phone call from a resident, I won't say any names, that I guess is really good friends with Darren out of the quarry, that thinks that he could maybe help us, you know, get it to where if we request a specific amount, the quarry will go and crush that gray rock.
Gray rock?
Yes. Maybe. So that's what we're trying.
We need that.
I told that individual that I have beat down their doors and I've talked to them blue in the face with gray rock, and he tells me I can't keep up with my current customer contracts that I've got. So I don't know that it's going to happen, but maybe he's got more pool than I got. So here's to hoping.
Yeah. Well, you would hope that, I mean, some of you guys haven't heard. So the windmill project the wind farm project that's been going on southeast of here, there have been about 40 trucks a day going in and out of the quarry. And he set up a big contract for them, and that's where most of the rock has gone. But it's frustrating that he doesn't think that project will end someday and we'll still be here. But he probably thinks
so. I was just getting ready to ask that. So yeah. Is that like a long term, we just keep on building those and they never go away? Because I would imagine that subsidy, from what I read, that subsidy that they were getting
right. Is
gone.
That's my understanding
now,
too.
After
so
this,
I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know
from
how much longer that'll go.
Because so. I have a lot of people that I work with that own land that have those put on their property.
Right.
And from what I'm hearing, first of all, none of them make enough electricity to do anything.
Yeah.
And then really? Secondly, the whole reason they were done is because of tax. You know, all these tax breaks for
the
all
tax
these
credits.
People. Yeah, tax credits, absolutely.
And bomb money tax.
It was kind of like taxpayer welfare.
Yeah, they were in place before him, even.
And from what I read, that is being shut down now, so hopefully.
And we're not the only township struggling. I talk with a lot of the other townships around here, and I know Bruno's having the same issues. Richland's actually getting river rock out of Ark City, but I spoke to the guy that he gets his river rock from, and he said, well, even if he wanted it, I wouldn't have enough to, I can't keep up with our current customers that he's got either. Not that we really want river rock right now, because he's getting a lot of phone calls about flat tires and everything else.
Broken windshields.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But, you know, I know the river rock and the sands, less dust. I know a lot of people want that. And of course, our hands are tied unless we want to start hauling, you know, 2 hours one way just to start picking up rock. So we're going to make do with what we can, and we're going to keep pressing on and keep starting up dust. Last month was a short month, and then this month seems to be picking up pretty good. So.
So when did this begin, this this situational issue?
With not having the gray rock, we ended with gray rock September, August?
Yeah,
August
or
September?
They're running out late summer.
Do anybody know when this contract will be up with these people, how many years that is, or year or two?
This is what I was told. If the quarry continues the business that they're continuing, as far as the amount of, they're hauling out 6,000 tons a day, they're only able to produce 3,000 tons a day. In the next 2 years, if they continue to have the material pulled out of there like they are, they'll be shut down. So.
Or they'll be down to 3,000 tons a day.
Yeah. Or, well, I mean, there just might not be any rock.
They're out of rock.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at finding another quarry.
They're going to deplete their source then.
Which, by that time, they're going to be so rich that they're not going to care. So it doesn't matter. So.
You got a point.
Yep, exactly. I mean, they don't make a whole lot more off the gray than they do the cream, so I totally get it. Business is business. I mean, they're selling that cream as fast as they can make it, and faster, so.
So what about Bradburn up there at 254 in Andover Road?
Where?
Didn't you go up there, Bradburn? Up there?
No, that's Burkamp.
Burkamp?
Same thing. They only have cream.
Do they get? Are they getting their own right there?
How many acres do you think that quarry is?
I'd say it's at least 250, 240.
Acres?
Mm-hmm.
That's big. All right, never mind.
They've bought another 160 a mile north of there.
Yeah. They haven't done anything with
but
it yet.
To get permits, probably 2 years to get them through and start a new quarry.
Yep. So.
Might be a business venture.
Yeah.
Well, and I know that they were looking at land south. I know at one time they were pulling out of the river there and pulling that river rock, but I guess they can't even get the permits.
You can't even get it. The quantity
wouldn't even
keep up.
Yeah.
And Martin Marietta is still shut down?
No, they're open, but they have specific contracts and he can't even meet them, he said.
I've been to Coffeyville and Chanute and not Chanute, Parsons, Martopa today. There are quarries everywhere down there.
Yeah.
Every 10 miles, there's a quarry.
Well,
gray,
you know,
gray rock, too.
Well, and there's the quarries that are on the Oklahoma-Kansas border down there that shut down years ago. I don't know why, but there is thousands of piles, you know, twice the size of our quarry of gray rock sitting there that nobody owns.
Oh, that's the chat.
Yeah.
Down there at Factory Spring.
Yeah. Nobody owns it that I know of. It's probably the Army Corps of Engineers.
They used to own it to Wichita and everywhere.
Yeah.
That company's out of business, and I don't know what's going on.
I heard the Army Corps of Engineers owns all that ground now. And I know that there was a couple towns right there, and they're ghost towns now. But you know, I've got people probing and, you know, poking and trying to find out. You know, maybe there's something there that, you know,
like we just need to get everything, Chad. So, just everything.
Yeah,
just go ahead and prove it.
Our budget.
We got $500,000.
Yeah.
Get it from Butler County. That would be easy.
So yeah, that's it in a nutshell. Other than, you want me to talk about the mowing or no?
Sure.
Okay, so the mowing season's coming around the corner, obviously. So make sure we clean ditches out, please. We are currently, as everybody knows, we bought that boom mower last year. It is it's a wonderful machine. I've used it for a lot of trees even. I can go through and destroy a half a mile of trees in, you know, 30 minutes.
You can professionally groom it.
Yeah, it looks like a tornado.
Don't
get me wrong. It looks like a tornado hit that area, but it takes out trees so fast, and then we come in, you know, and just drag it all out with the backhoe, load it up, haul it off.
So we got higher maintenance in
it? It'll cut up to eight inch diameter. So it'll
tear up your land.
Yeah, it'll do some damage.
My mower will too, but it won't last.
But the problem with the mower is when you're actually mowing grass, it works wonderful for those hard to reach places and those ditches, which we thought it would, but it's slow. It's extremely slow getting around the township. There was areas that, I mean, got one pass last year and that was it. And when I say a pass, the mower is only 4 feet wide and that's all it got. And it probably only got 3.5 feet off the edge of the road. So we are looking. I did find a used John Deere TX15 10-foot batwing mower, kind of like what we had, so we can get around all those easy ditches that we have in the township that are actually still there. There's a few.
You mean the ones you can drive in?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to?
Yeah, there's a few.
You don't have to parachute down the edge.
Exactly. There's a few out there that I haven't touched yet. So we are looking. We did find a used mower. I got a bid on that, which is on here or on the agenda items. That's with John Deere going through replacing blades. replacing clutches and replacing the shaft for the wing, because they did say it had a tweak.
$6,000, wasn't it?
It's up at Prairie Lane.
Yeah, I didn't put the amount.
It's up at Prairie Lane. So I got pictures on my phone if anybody wants to see what it looks like or anything like that. But they put in a very good bid. I mean, the machine looks in immaculate shape, and they bid it out at $6,000. So, and with that being said, I also saved you about $2,500 on culverts.
Duh, I was going to say that.
How's the grader?
I can't even pat your back.
It's working right now.
Patting your own back? I can't even do it.
Yes.
Oh, you can say it again.
I will.
It's running. It's running.
Backup camera?
Backup camera's good. They replaced it.
Yeah, right. Oh, they did, finally? Because you videoed it?
I noticed you've been keeping AT&T busy.
God, and I'm going to continue. And I talked to other townships, and they told me the same thing. If the wires are in the road, they're cutting them.
They're just doing it. It's
AT&T's problem.
If AT&T's not going to watch their subcontractors.
I'm keeping the electrical company busy, too. I did knock down a neutral guide wire with a tree the other day. So.
Oops.
It happens.
So... what you're telling me is 170th, whenever you actually start working on that, I'm going to lose internet.
Yeah. Probably.
Do you have AT&T internet?
That's all you can get.
Yeah.
You might want to tell them to come out and
not all you can
find
get.
Where it belongs.
Well, and
before he goes there.
Pixius, Verizon. Pixius.
Yeah, I can't afford $250 a month. That's what
Verizon has one unlimited now.
I want the 15.
They're just one advertising.
No, Pixies won't go that high. So you
yes, they will.
They tell you they will.
No, they're getting ready to replace the.
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
on the tower.
About 45. Yeah, 45 days.
Because right now it only goes to 3. Because I have Pixies.
Yeah. See, yeah. I got 6 with AT&T.
Yeah.
I doubled.
Ooh.
Well, I'll just apologize in advance when I cut that.
Wait, but
you don't depend on that for your livelihood, do you?
No, not at all.
Where it's running down the middle of the road.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
And I told you, guys that when you're talking about it, I said they ran it down the middle of the road.
And I've been contacting them because we're trying to get these culverts replaced, and that's what we're fighting. Yeah, that's fiber, and that's what they're telling me. They're like, well, there's nothing we can do.
Well, they're
going
to have to
do something.
They didn't monitor their subcontractors.
I had direct contact with the supervisors and the managers out here, and I flat out told them I'll cut it. So.
And FYI.
You're going to hear from my wife. That's the bigger problem. I can go someplace else to work.
At our all-day township meeting, this was brought up, the problem of where the lines are. And they even said, yeah, if you've told them it's in the wrong place and you cut it, well, that's just kind of their tough one.
Well, they also said that we need to plan a year in advance with any work we want, and we need to give them that year to get the lines moved.
AT&T told you that?
No, the county meeting.
So we would be
tried
nice
to tell us that's
to...
what we have to do with AT&T. Or AT&T.
With AT&T and other companies. We need to give them a year to get their stuff moved.
Well, hey, when you cut it,
no.
Tell them it's full of fiber.
That's how long they take.
House. that's all gone.
Yep.
We ripped it all out.
It needs to be
so they can run.
Run the fiber all the way
right
to your front door.
The T1 line ends right here.
Yeah. like I said, here's the other thing. They don't. AT&T will not, or the flagging companies will not flag drops either. And that's been an ongoing thing. We hit a drop every time we do.
And drops are.
Drops are
jargon.
From the main line to the individual's house.
I know that, you're telling me. Just in case they don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know it. Thank you.
Yeah,
from the main line to the individual's house.
They don't flag drops. So
even when he's dodging the flags where the main line is, he still might cut the line that goes to the house because they don't flag those.
Because that is considered personal and not public.
Okay. Even though it's still in the public. Ditch.
And then it's the
easement.
And then it's the customer's responsibility to call to have them fix it.
Well,
right.
DigSafe does it, don't they?
Sorry?
DigSafe goes from the pole to your house.
No. Well, if the customer,
if he calls it in,
then
it's not going to do work right here.
But
I want to flag.
But he can't call it in for a right of way either.
You can pay.
If he calls it in, I can't do the work.
You can pay to have your personal lines flagged. So those drops, you can pay to have those flags.
You don't pay.
It's free.
It's free. Yeah. Dig Safe is free.
Yeah.
They would not do that on my property.
They did it on my property.
Well, they do it all the time.
If it's the easement, they wouldn't on mine.
Why?
If it's between.
Because they said it was my personal property, they would not do it.
I was moving those trees out in front of mine, underneath the high line, and they came out and.
Yeah, but that's in the easement.
And my yard also.
Yeah.
All the way to the house.
I checked.
Why were you calling? What was
I had my propane line running out.
The 811 or
I needed to figure out where I could dig.
Oh, they won't. I don't think they do propane lines.
I called the dig site.
Because that is usually the responsibility of the propane company.
I didn't mean the number.
Instead of a utility.
Yeah, they won't do your propane.
Yeah, propane they don't. Right.
They wouldn't check for any lines for me to dig to replace my propane line. They wouldn't check for any of that.
Just keep digging when you smell gas. You hit it.
They said if it's personal line, they won't mark it.
Well, they'll mark electric lines. That's not personal.
Right now,
so no.
They don't mark any of mine.
Okay. I'm done. All right. We're moving on.
All over the
morning.
Jeff wants to take over.
Moving
now.
On to my report, and I'm going to go really fast. I'm going to give Philip high kudos, high marks. Last month, we approved a bid for culverts at $14,000 and change. And even with the bid, he talked them down another $2,000 on that. So.
But you had to loan out our equipment for a day, right?
No. I had to give nothing. And then we got another $800 off because they were kind of charging taxes.
Right. Oh, wow. So,
yeah, you don't get to count that one.
I caught it.
No.
On
we,
accident.
We caught it.
Katie would have caught
we
it.
We caught it. All right. Let's see. Oh, and then these guys have a pipeline class coming up. Exactly. Put on about all the natural gas pipelines, et cetera, that are around the township that they're going to go figure out how not to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
There's a bunch of that, isn't there, out there on Santa Fe Lake and all that.
All right. The Green Waste site, the latest iteration of that is Austin and I sat down. He wants to be very official with it. He got the engineering firm involved. They came back with a very expansive plan, master plan, construction document, survey, and geotechnical report to the tune of $38,800. And Austin Softball approached me and said, what do you guys think about paying half of that? I said, for 20 grand, we're just going to go buy our own land and not have to work with you guys.
That's what he said.
Thing to say.
Yeah. I mean, you're not getting anything for that. No. That's just the study.
Yeah.
That was just for the paperwork wanted that.
We can shoot a transit.
The work done.
So again, our thoughts with this whole Greenway site project, quote unquote, that we've been doing, we're looking for space to store materials, potentially put in a pond, and burning trees. Right. Dump our own trees, burn our own trees, be done with them. We have a couple other feelers out about potential property.
That's a wonderful idea.
It's up in the air.
Would the township residents be able to bring their stuff theirs? Yeah. Because if we do that, then that resolves, I would think, some of the issue. I think the reason why people dump is because they don't have something that they can dump in an inexpensive manner to do it, so they just take it out in country and dump it.
The downside
is made it prohibitive for people.
The small downside is even the Greenway site. Now, if we have our own quote unquote, you do get miscellaneous crap that people drop off, you know.
I'm not opposed for them bringing out a fridge and dumping it out there because I'm going to pick it up out of the ditch anyway, or a couch or.
That's right. You can control it, manage it.
Exactly.
There.
There's a lot of guys go around picking up all that metal. They'd be glad to come in there.
Yeah, if you call them up, they would be come and get your problems off your hands.
Yeah, I have them come pick up old culverts and junk out of the yard.
Just to reiterate, we're still working through that.
I love that idea.
And we're not going to spend very much money at all doing this. There's no way we're spending that.
Now, does it matter where you buy it? Can you buy some land inside of Rose Hill? Just come in there and dump in there?
Well, it's not going to be far away. It's
going to be smarty to them.
I think
it'd be fun. I think that too.
Get a little fire going. Just for the heck of it.
Honestly, the old Dollar General's, we can knock the ability down, we got a parking lot.
Speaking of that, does anybody know what's going on with the IGA?
Yeah, that's going to be a brand new vet clinic for Harrison and his kids.
Big
animals.
Yeah, Harrison has two kids, well, a daughter that's a vet, and her husband's a vet, and so he bought that place for them so they could do large animals. So it's going to be a place where you can haul in your horses or whatever. And like Spears' place down on, what is it, 40?
Way up north.
Yeah, up north. You drive in, and there's plenty of parking lot there. You drive in, and you probably can walk inside with them if you want. Or you can.
I think they're going to have a place in the back where you can back in. Bring your animals.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to have a corral out back.
Probably won't be in the, I mean, it'll be indoors. But you won't lead your horse through the front door.
Is there room in the back?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of room back there.
Yeah. Probably drove semis back there.
They had a deal on Facebook that showed what the building's going to look like.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I'm just glad somebody bought that building that's actually going to pay taxes.
Might have worked something out. Okay, moving on to new business. All right, so first item of business is this batwing mower that Philip was talking about. It's technically a 15-foot mower, but it only has the center and the right wing, so that it's 10 feet that way, just to be clear about it.
That'd be handy.
Yeah.
I have a push mower that I'll sell to you for a lot cheaper.
I bet. Will you run it, too?
I've got one, I'll give you.
He's got three that he got out of the ditches this week.
Oh, that's bad. Really? Really? Yeah.
And the two he stole from Julie's house. All right, so if anybody would like to see the quotes and the details on that, I've got it here. Right now, the quote on here was at $6,000. If you can talk them into a number that starts with a 5, I'd be really happy with it.
I could probably get it.
So I'm going to put a motion on the table to... purchase this John Deere HX15 batwing mower for approximately $6,000. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What's the new price on those, Philip?
A lot more than that.
Yeah, 20 roughly.
I mean, I know you were getting a good deal, but...
15 footer? Yeah, 18 to 21.
Okay.
We aren't gonna have a problem with the old one where it shot out rocks all over the place and like broke windows.
It died somewhere.
I got guards on all the windows now.
No, I'm talking about my.
Oh, I can't make any promises there.
Should have moved.
There is a lot of rocks.
Should have built your house further from the road.
Yeah, I wish I could have. Yeah.
There is a lot of rocks in the ditch. So.
All right. Item number two on the agenda. I'm going to scratch out. That was actually meant to just be kind of a notice that we're telling you that we're doing that. That's really not something we got to vote on. It's just a, hey, we're sending out bids to renew our insurance. And then number three was we had set a policy for board members that anything over $100 we had to get approval on. The bank checks came back. I'm going to put an exact amount of $196.23 instead of the $200. That's off this reconciliation report right here to Hartman Clark. Approval of the purchase of bank checks for a new bank account at Rose Hill Bank in the amount of $196.23. So moved.
Motion to, okay, second.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Sorry?
Better late than never.
Exactly.
I forgot. I went out and bought a bunch of supplies.
The first time I got them because they weren't quite right, but the second time they looked good, and they didn't charge any extra to get them right.
I'll be honest. It was interesting discussion behind the scenes. I thought it was when we put a motion to get a new bank account. I thought it was implied that we'd be getting new bank checks. I got overruled that we need to put it on here because it's more than $100.
Well, and see, okay, I thought I needed to pay for them myself and then get reimbursed through approval. No. But apparently you can't pay for them yourself.
No.
It has to go through the account.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
You used to be able to. You can't do it.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
All right. Any discussion business? Any questions, comments?
We haven't had enough.
You never know with you.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. I will call us adjourned at 7:43. Thank you. This was material. This was not a material change. That's why
I took it
approved.
Yep,
I see that.
That's what I
have
my outside.
Hey, did you guess so?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really charge for the year. That's a little bit. Shop here. I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so?
We have water there.
I almost did. I almost did. That's the bad thing about it.
But why you didn't answer it? M&M.
I know.
M&M. The way you said it.
That's
the best. This is one of the
best. You put a match on your back. Oh.